Newspaper hides male assault on woman, blames woman for attack. By Neil Munro on October 27, 2019. A bearded man burned a Florida woman with gasoline, but the local newspaper misreported the attacker as a woman. A Tallahassee woman may have gone on an arson spree Wednesday and Thursday, starting at a Taco Bell where a woman was set on fire, cops say, reported the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald missexed the bearded man because he had identified himself transgender, saying. On Wednesday, Mia Williams, a 32-year-old who was born male but identifies as female, walked into a Taco Bell, doused a woman with gasoline and then set her on fire, Tallahassee police said. The police report repeatedly identified the Williams as a man. A suspect bulletin was issued including a suspect description and two pictures. Williams was described as a bearded, black male, thin build, and he was last observed wearing a red turban. A Tallahassee Fire Department unit had spotted Williams as he rode down Mabry Street. I stepped out and called to Williams, he turned his head and looked at me from less than 20 feet. Williams, unhurt, immediately jumped from his bicycle to the roof of my patrol car. The female victim survived, but the Herald's reputation for accuracy fell victim to T.S. repeated insistence that the man was a woman. Reporter Devonce Toot wrote. A Tallahassee fire truck spotted Williams on a bike and began following her. She was a serious risk to public safety. She wasn't done trying to get away. Police eventually arrested Williams and found a cigarette lighter in her pocket. The newspaper posted a photo of the bearded man, complete with this caption. Tallahassee police said Mia Williams, a 32-year-old Tallahassee woman, set a woman ablaze at a Taco Bell and may have went on an arson spree, setting cars and a church on fire. Tallahassee Police Department. Feminists have long argued that the gender identity industry and its transgender ideology will hide the scale of male violence against women by helping criminal men disguise themselves as women. For example, Breitbart News reported in October 2018 that a predatory and controlling biologically male rapist had been jailed for life after attacking vulnerable female inmates in women's prisons. The name, who legally changed sex and renamed himself as Karen White, was previously known as Stephen Wood. On a trial, he admitted sexually assaulting the women in a female prison, as well as raping another two women outside jail, at Leeds Crown Court, Pennsylvania reports.